And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 18th of September 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Bailey 978, expected Viking 995 by 1800 Thursday. New low expected 125 miles west of Rockall 992 by same time. New high expected Trafalgar 1021 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in Viking, then veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty 4th. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Cromarty, then decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fisher. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest 5 to 7, occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 and far north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly 5 or 6 in far southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in west. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Southwest 4 or 5 becoming cyclonic, then southwest later 5 to 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallon. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7, then veering east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 6 to gale 8, then veering north 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, mainly northeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9, backing north 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 7, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1001, now falling. Stornoway, south southwest 7, 8 miles, 994, falling slowly. Lerwick, south 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 999, falling. Wick Automatic, south southwest 4, 11 miles, 999, now rising. Aberdeen, southwest by south 2, 8 miles, 1002, steady. Lucas, southwest 4, 13 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1010, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 7, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 6, 2 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 6, 1018, now falling. Jersey, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 6, 2 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, southwest 5, drizzle, 700 metres, 1017, now falling. Milford Haven, west-southwest 3, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 5, 27 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valley, southwest 5, mist, 4 miles, 1012, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 5, 6 miles, 1012, rising. Valentia, south-southwest 2, 6 miles, 1013, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, 9 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest 7, 8 miles, 1004, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by south 4, 16 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A deep Atlantic low to the northwest of Scotland will bring gales or severe gales at first to the northwest before moving away northeastwards on Thursday afternoon. Northwestern areas will see squally showers at first, whilst rain or drizzle will move northwards from the south through the day. A second, shallower low then approaches the northwest of Scotland on Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally gale 9 at first, mainly in north, veering westerly 6 or 7 later, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing south 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional drain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first and east. Decreasing 4 or 5 later, occasional drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then decreasing mainly 3 later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in west. Occasional drizzle until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in west. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, backing south for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West or southwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5, backing south or southwest, 5 to 7 later. Fair at first, then occasional rain and drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, backing southerly 3 to 5 later, then increasing 6 at times later in east. Rain at times later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 3 to 5 later, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 4 to 6 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming east or southeast 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 5 to 7, then veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. From all of us here at Radio 4, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump and King Charles toast their special bond at a star-studded Windsor Castle banquet.
Our people have fought and died together for the values we hold dear.
To one of the great friendships, to two great countries, and to His Majesty.
The American TV network ABC suspends talk show host Jimmy Kimmel indefinitely for his comments about the murder of Charlie Kirk. A Gaza City Children's Hospital is reportedly hit as Israel targets what it says is Hamas's last stronghold. Brazil's President Lula da Silva tells the BBC about dealing with his American counterpart.
In a few words, how would you describe your current relationship with President Trump?
I don't know.
There's no relationship.
And
there are collectors out there who don't really care about legality. They want to own this thing, even if it's hidden in a safe and nobody will ever see it again.
First, the news.
Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. King Charles has praised President Trump at a lavish banquet in Windsor Castle. The king hailed what he termed Mr. Trump's personal commitments to finding solutions to world conflicts. He was speaking as the president made an unprecedented second state visit to Britain. In response, Mr. Trump paid tributes to what he called the special relationship between Britain and the US. He also hailed the political and intellectual legacy of Britain.
The British gave the world the Magna Carta, the modern parliament, and Francis Bacon's scientific method. They gave us the works of Locke, and Hobbes, Smith, and Burke, Newton, and Blackstone. The legal, intellectual, cultural, and political traditions of this kingdom have been among the highest achievements of mankind. There's really never been anything like it.
President Lula of Brazil has said he has no relationship with President Trump. The two men have never spoken, and in an interview with the BBC's Ione Wells, Mr. Lula said he didn't believe the US wanted to talk.
Because they don't want to talk.
But he said you can call him any time.
But they don't want to talk. It's important to remember that when President Trump communicated the taxation on imposing tariffs on Brazil, he didn't communicate in a civilized manner to heads of states. He just published them in his social media, and I found out by the newspapers in Brazil.
President Lula also said US tariffs of 50% on Brazilian goods would cause beef and coffee prices to rise for US consumers. Police in Spain say they've arrested 19 people on charges of murder and torture on board a boat bringing migrants from Senegal to the Canary Islands. Peter Hyatt has more.
Police say about 50 of the 300 or so passengers disappeared during the 11-day journey on a boat which had